Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I ain't had sex. I'm saving it for the fucking Lord. The Lord gets to bust this mommy down.
What'd you say? The fuck? The fuck did you say?
Yeah, October 11th. That's when the Patreon is dropping.
So, man, come out.
But, like, what is everybody getting the Patreon? Oh, I don't know. Double the episodes for $5 a month.
Is it $5 a month for only double the episodes?
$5 a month.
That's crazy, man.
And what was the last time you spent $5? I'll tell you what, right now, I just spent $5 on a protein bar and a fucking Slim Jim.
I just spent $7 on a fucking... First of all, dude, beef jerky prices, astronomical.
Where do they get off?
Astronomical.
Dried beef.
Dude, dried beef, it's more expensive than gas.
You know what's crazy?
What's a
fucking brick of ground beef at the grocery store is like $3.99.
Yeah.
And then they dry that bitch out and then put some teriyaki on it. And they're like, $19.99 for beef jerky.
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't know I'm spending $19 for air, you fuck.
Sick, dude. Is this just Bitcoin but chewable? I don't get it.
Are you charging $18 for pepper?
Yeah.
For fucking, peppered. Now it's $18?
Get out of here, beef
jerky.
You know
what's not $18? Our fucking Patreon is only $5 a month.
$5.
And the thing is, hey, y'all, there's only 3,000 spots.
3,000.
And it's already filling up pretty goddamn quickly.
So when we hit 3,000 and you like, aha, I thought you was joking. We ain't.
We ain't joking.
Ain't no jokes here.
Shutting that bitch off because we only want our biggest fans on a Patreon. Boop, boop.
All right, you get the point. Link is in the bio of all the shit to sign up today. $5 a month.
$5 a month.
$5.
Come on, man.
All right. Speaking of $5 a month.
Yo.
Man, life has just been good right now. Can't complain. I just got to ride in a helicopter.
Okay. Fuck. I didn't even. Okay.
Helicopter.
Yep. I don't know if y'all heard what he just said. He rode in a helicopter that landed on a.
Yacht.
A fucking yacht.
Helicopter season, baby. So.
Is there such a season?
There is now. It's a very short season. It's all of 7 hours. But so I got to be in a. This was for Natty Light. Shout out the boys at Natty.
Yo.
They flew me in a helicopter that landed on a yacht where everybody was on. So they put a bunch of people on a yacht party first, and then I landed, and then I got out. I wonder how mad people were when they're on the yacht and they're like, man, who's it going to be? Is it going to be like, I don't know, Chris Pratt?
They were like, yo, is
Owen
it
Wilson?
Usher?
Usher. And then it was just me. And they're like, who'd he bring? I was like, it's me. What's up, guys?
Yo, that is, did you step out of the helicopter with confidence?
Or
you
I were stepped like, out of that
you're
bitch
like, hello,
a,
welcome, I'm
no,
Trevor.
So they gave me a megaphone. I walked out of there and I yelled, it's the Catalina Lime Mixer.
And did you say bitch at the end?
I think so.
Yeah, you can't.
I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't
and then
just yell that.
Everybody was like, cool. Who else is in the helicopter? And the pilot got out. And they're like, oh, it's just us.
And they all freaked out because the pilot?
They're like, ah! Oh, man, fuck it. Ronaldo. But yeah, dude, it was crazy. I mean, just even, I've never been on a yacht, nor have I ever been in a helicopter. So to do two at once, I was like, well, this is the richest I've ever been. And then I just went home and sat in my Mazda. And I was like,
That's gotta be a weird moment.
Oh yeah,
that's gotta be a weird moment.
I was like, that's funny because my Mazda's not flying over water right now,
bro. So where did they pick you up from?
Santa Monica Airport. And have you ever been in a helicopter?
No,
dude. It is.
Dude, I don't do
wild.
Drink videos, bro.
Bro, I'm the drink guy. It is wild because you're sitting in the helicopter, the blades start, and then you look out, and then you're just hovering. You're like, wait, whoa, how the fuck?
Oh, is that quick?
Helicopters don't look like they should be able to fly.
No, they shouldn't. It's just one. Go. Oh, is there? No, there's two of them.
There's
the big
two,
one
the
and the
one
small.
The back. That's like the fucking. And Finding Nemo, his little bitch tail. That's what the one in the back. I think the one in the back steers it. Oh. But I honestly have, I was thinking about this yesterday on my flight home. How the fuck do airplanes work? You just, they just spin some shit and then you going?
Bro, we already talked about this a little bit. The Wright brothers looked at a bird and they were like, yo, I'm going to mimic that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right, but I can't just take my Snuggie attached to my back and be like, yo, Superman can fly. Now I'm jumping off three-story
buildings.
Now
I'm doing it. Yeah. Dude, all these things, bro.
I don't know how.
All these things. Remember fucking Steve Jobs looked at all his, like, all the people and was like, yo, I would like all the music in my phone. Do it now. That Bill Burr bit, it was like, do it now.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, but like helicopters are weird because they're so fragile. And it was like, I'm flying over water because we're going to Catalina Island.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, this thing goes down. He's trying to tell me how to wear a life jacket, this and that. I'm like, this thing goes down. I'm going down with it.
You're dead.
I'm not going to, because here's the thing. I could either die in a helicopter or I could die trying to swim. You tell me what's better.
So, you can die in a helicopter or you can die when you're 95 because you choked on granola like a fucking idiot. What's cooler? It would be really cool.
That's what I was saying. Like, I have my life jacket on very loosely. Yeah. Titan, because if that shit went down, I'm just throwing up a peace sign out the window and hoping somebody was nearby to take a picture.
Hell yeah.
But man, it was sick. And then like it was crazy because the pilot, we all had like headsets so we could talk, and the pilot goes, don't move, as he's landing the thing.
What?
And everybody were all like, huh, because it was a 4-person helicopter, it was tiny. Yeah. So like we had to land on like a landing pad on the yacht, which was like maybe the size of a
Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, like the size of like a futon, maybe, and like a good Beverly Hills apartment.
Oh, so pretty big.
Yeah. But not much room, to the point where the pilot was holding his breath. And when he landed, he goes,
what? Listen, y'all need to hire a pilot that doesn't get nervous.
But somebody, one of the guys told me, I don't know if this is true or not, they're like, he's the only guy in the area that has that skill landing on a, like a yacht. That was the dude. Because they had to fly this guy in just to fly this.
Oh, so this is like Maverick.
He's the dude.
He's the Tom Cruise Maverick.
That breath out?
Yeah.
That's like when you're like in Call of Duty and you want to snipe somebody, you hold your breath down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like what he did. So it was wild. And then it was just dope.
So you landed, right? Mm-hmm. And then what was your next move? Take the life jacket off, or did you forget and you walk out and everyone's like, your fucking life jacket's still on, idiot?
Oh, bro, dude, I land, I throw the life jacket off, and then I yell, oh, we're good? Yeah. And then I just yell the slogan of their new beverage and drink guy. And then we just got to party. And then,
so that was the instructions they gave you? They're like, get in the helicopter, we're going to land on a yacht, and then you're going to say this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then I also took two of their new Spike Seltzers, and I just did the Stone Cold Steve, where you smash them together and chug them on your face in full clothes, Hawaiian shirt, soap.
Just everywhere?
Everywhere.
Is that what they told you to do?
It was no, but I was like, it feels right. It felt right in the moment. Being on a yacht, I was like, well,
fuck.
Yeah, and then I just ate like mini corn dogs, and it was great. It was good.
Was it like, how many people were on the yacht?
Probably like 50, 60.
Was it weird? Like
Logan Paul was on the yacht.
Really?
Yeah, we became boys after that.
Was Logan Paul pissed that he wasn't the dude in the helicopter?
I think so.
Because that feels like a Logan Paul thing. It doesn't feel like a your thing.
Yeah, no. Well, it was weird because like I got off and he was like one of the first dudes I saw. And I was like, if they already saw Logan on the yacht, they probably thought like, okay, it's going to be like shit, like Barack Obama's cousin or some shit.
Or like Gary Payton.
Yeah. And then even Gary Coleman, you know, but then it was just me. But it was dope, man. So it was a crazy experience and shit.
But what was that like to land on a yacht being like, yo, everyone suck my dick, look at this energy, big dick energy, and then all of a sudden the helicopter leaves and you're just sitting there like, hey guys, like the, you know what I mean, mingling after that entrance has got to be fucking weird.
They're like, so how many oil, you know, wells does your family own? I was like, oh, my dad's retired and my mom's a writer, so
But you know, like, what did you talk? Like, did you?
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you just lock yourself in the? I couldn't do, like, I already have like social anxiety as it is, so I could do the Catalina, everyone go fuck your dick. But then, like afterwards, then I'm like,
it was kind of weird
walking around with people, and everyone's like, oh, that's the dude who ruined our party.
That's the dude who took 30 minutes of our time, right?
Right, right.
Everybody was like filming on their phone, like, you know, everybody's putting on their story. They're like, sure. Casual helicopter landing. And then nobody put the part of me coming out. They all just like cut real quick. They're like, oh, shit. But man, I mean, it was crazy because I got picked up at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was back in my apartment by like 8:30.
What?
So within the span of 6.5 hours, I was straight balling. And then I was just sitting there just being like, who trying to get Burger King? It was crazy, man. I mean,
that's an insane. Were there like some, there were hot women there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't
like,
think
it was like me and then like a shit ton of influencers.
Yeah, you can't look like a gargoyle on a yacht. That doesn't work. No. No, they check your face.
Oh, bro.
They don't check IDs. They literally just check your face before you walk in.
It was wild. I felt like how, you know how when you're in the club and you see like a dude who ain't all that attractive, but he got the best bottle service in the club?
Yeah.
That was me, you know? I was that dude that kind of has like that gargoyle-esque face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The nose of like the toucan on the Fruit Loops box landing. And they're like, this guy? But I mean, shit, it was dope as fuck. It was an amazing experience.
Bro,
like,
you were literally the 2019 version of the Hawaiian Punch dude.
Yeah, bro. The Kool-Aid man is breaking up the party. But now it just feels so weird to like, because we got picked up at like a private airport, dropped off on like an Escalade and all this shit. And then like this week, I was just flying. I was just in the back row next to a guy snoring to you out and a crying baby. I'm just like, go back.
Where's my life?
Dude, where's my helicopter?
Dude, I think I talked about this before, but that was like the experience you have when you first start stand-up. You have these fucking amazing shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to go back to your restaurant job and people are like, oh, these hot dogs aren't cooked well enough. You're like, man, fuck you, bro. I crushed on stage. I have this new bit about diapers. Shit murder.
7 minutes, okay? Meanwhile, you're bitching about how Table 7's food was cold. I was making everybody laugh last night. All right, what do you do to society?
Did you ever, were you ever a waiter?
No. I've worked in food kind of, but not waiter.
What does that mean?
Like,
you were a chef?
Well, if you call blending smoothies a chef. I worked at a Jamba Juice in college, and it was single-handed.
You worked at a fucking
Jamba
Juice?
It was one of the dopest jobs I've ever had.
Never. How?
It was so dope.
How?
Here's the thing. In college, your boy liked to drink a lot. Right?
Yeah.
So I would just go in there hungover as shit and just make myself fucking amazing ass smoothies, right? And it's kind of funny, but a little sad for me.
Oh, no.
It took me too long to memorize what was in each smoothie.
Yeah.
So they just had me in the dumb positions at Jamba Juice. There's four positions at
cutting
Jamba
bananas?
Juice. I don't know about that because they trust me with a knife. There's four positions at Jamba Juice. There's cashier, dishwasher, smoothie maker, and the guy that yells shit. And they're like, you like to talk to people, so we'll put you at cashier and the yell shit guy.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, Michael, Strawberry Surf Rider for Michael. That was me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was that dude.
So that dude doesn't do shit but yell.
Yeah.
So that was your training for the Catalina blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're like, you will hold drinks and yell.
Fuck. Dude, that's why you're the drink guy.
Yeah, drink guy. I also worked at a frozen yogurt store in high school.
Yo.
That was, man, talk about unlimited ass. Come on. Fuck no. Nobody wants to fucking bang a frozen yogurt, dude. Like, well, did you want to put a sour skill on your raspberry tart? She's like, why are you mumbling? It's like, oh, God.
Come on, it's $7.
Yeah, bro. So I've had some interesting jobs.
Dude, you know what's funny is like, you know the jobs that you look up to when you're a kid and you realize, oh, no, those jobs ain't shit? You're like, oh, it's so cool. Dude, I remember when I was a kid. We were just at the grocery store, and the guy, like the bagger guy.
You want to be a bagger?
I wanted to be a bagger so bad. I was like, these guys are so cool. Like, cause all the cool like eighth grader, ninth graders, they would do the bagging
they
shit.
They would hire people right out of high school.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh my God, this is like the cool job. Exactly. Look at them putting the cantaloupes in the bag. They know how to do that
so
well.
Go fuck those cantaloupes later. Call back to last episode.
Hey,
make sure to watch 36.
Come on.
Dude, I had the exact same experience. One job I really thought was dope, which is looking back, the lowest of lows. I thought the guys who would flip the signs outside, like the We Buy Gold or like Open House This Way, going out of it. I thought those dudes were dope.
Yeah.
And I heard that they were hiring people at age 15.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, what? And then I saw a guy listen to music. I was like, wait, you're telling me I could be 15? Listen to my own music and flip a sign? I was like about that life. And then I turned 15. I was like, what the fuck am I talking about?
You're like, all those dudes are crack addicts. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Do they got to go to class for that? Because some of those dudes are.
I've seen it in North Hollywood.
Shut up.
I swear to God, North Hollywood, there's a park right by, God, it's by the Free Ranches. And I was there one day and I saw there was a dude and he was instructing like 10 different people how to do it. He was fucking busting that shit up.
Killing
and down.
It.
Yeah. Everybody else is like, how do I? That's a real thing.
Dude, are there like Instagram accounts where people are really good at that? Because they would get tons of followers, bro.
People go like viral on like Twitter. They'll be like, give this guy a raise. And he's like doing like backflips and side flips. I one time saw a guy did a splits and he like threw it in the air and like caught it.
What?
It's fucked because they don't even get tips for that stuff.
So they're doing all that just for the fun of it?
I think they're literally like, yo, somebody make me go viral. In 2019, if you're doing the splits and throwing something in the air, you going viral.
For sure, their father didn't love them. You know what I mean? There's no way they come from like a healthy home when they're doing splits and shit.
But dude, it was like, yeah, it was wild to see that at a park. Like, you're like, I'm going to do that one day. But I remember looking up to that. I was like, because they're always by the freeway off ramp. And I remember being a kid being, that's so cool.
I know.
So ain't got no boss. Ain't nobody telling what to do.
They can listen to music.
I was like, bro, you're out there for 5 minutes. And you're like, ah, fuck.
It's so hot, dude.
What was your worst job ever?
Oh, my worst job. I think I said this before. I used to pick up golf balls.
Oh,
literally worked
at
a driving range. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
People would hit you on purpose.
Oh, bro.
You think it's not scary? Because you in your head, you go, the ball can't go through the thing. But your brain doesn't know that.
And so you're expecting it.
Dog, it sounds like a helicopter hit your thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's the loudest sound. You go, huh! You make a noise every time it hits you. Huh! And you're picking up golf. It's, I mean, I said this before, but it was like, it's this driving range, the fucking water it didn't drain well. So like I had to get out the goddamn cart when people are hitting balls at me, single-handedly picking up balls with you know that tennis ball thing? You pick it up the balls individually?
Yeah.
They make one for golf balls.
I've seen them.
So I'm just boonk, boonk, boonk.
That was in the insurance at all. Like if you got hit, they're like, well, it's your fault for getting out of the cart. It's in the fucking water, Steve.
You piece of shit, Gary.
Jesus Christ, dude. I had a weird job in high school. Or no, not high school, college. I worked at a Costco. Did I ever talk about this?
No.
I worked not at a Costco, but at a kiosk in a Costco. Like me and like five of my friends.
For what? Boost Mobile or something? What was it?
Not even window treatments. That's what they call them. Blinds.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was blinds. So but the fucked up part is like me and like five of my frat bros worked there, but at different times. So I'd be there by myself at a kiosk on the weekends.
Ugh.
At Costco, selling fucking blinds, draperies, all that shit. But all our job was to get the people's contacts so they could schedule something in the office to send somebody out.
Right.
And everybody would be like, how much for that right there? And I'd be like, oh, sir, I just make the appointments. He'd be like, well, you got to know something. I'm like, sir, I don't know. He's like, motherfucker, how much for a yard? I'm like, I don't know. So I would just get harassed by people, and then people would just be like, why the fuck are you even here? I'd be like,
that is a great question. I don't know.
For the samples. That was the best part about it. I never needed to bring my own lunch because I would just become homies with the other vendors out there. Like the, what's the one that makes those like fire, like chicken apple sausages? You know what I'm talking about?
Chicken apple sausages? Annie Mae?
No, no.
Garrett.
But you know what I'm talking about? The chicken apple sausages? You know what I'm talking about? Gabe. Right?
You've had them in my house.
Yeah, one day you're like, you want a sausage?
Yeah. Why are you saying like
bro?
Why are you saying like we fucked, bro? I thought you were hungry.
No, I got my shoes off. It was weird. I don't know. You've had everybody listening. You didn't knows have, what a chicken apple sausage is. Apple chicken sausage. But I just become homies. I forget what that brand is, but they're in like every Trader Joe's ever. Also the whitest thing I could have said. I become friends with them, all the other people, and then I would just stock up on all the fucking the samples. It's great.
You like put them in your pocket or just like eat them?
Oh, they'd be homies with me. They'd serve me a plate.
Oh, shit.
Oh, bro.
You ever like walk around Costco for so long you get a stomachache?
No.
I've done it, man. I've eaten so many of those. Like,
can I get a to-go box? Sir, you're not even a member here. But that was a weird job just because it would always be on the weekends. I'd just be like hungover and there was no chair. So you'd have to stand for like,
fuck.
I hated
that,
it.
Bro.
Right.
Just bro, I had this job where I worked at a snack bar at a ice skating rink. Ice skating rink. But I have hockey practice early as fuck. Mm-hmm. The amount of times my boss woke me up because I'd be dead sleeping watching Minority Report on my laptop, watching Minority Report, just head down asleep. And my boss, Jamie, I think his name was, he'd be like, Michael? I'd be like, yeah, what's up? He's like, you cannot sleep. I'm like, totally, man. I also want to be, hey, Jamie, it's 4:30 in the morning, bro.
Yeah.
Why are people playing hockey at 4:30 in the morning? The fuck? Dude, wait for the sun. Yeah. You can't wait for the sun? You can't also, fucking ice skate in the sun?
Was it inside?
It was outside. Freezing. Freezing.
Oh, fuck.
So hot. So freezing. I'm wearing full jacket, full North Face, asleep, watching Minority Report.
Just eating corn nuts for $8 an hour.
Dude, oh my. Oh, the amount of hot dogs I had. Disgusting.
Oh, dude, I felt like that at Costco. Because when I wasn't getting the samples, I would just be like, pizza it is. Pizza and hot dogs. The Costco pizza is fire. I don't give a fuck.
Anything Costco is fire, dude. You can't really name something at Costco that's not phenomenal.
It's crazy.
Besides the people that go there. people that go there are literally just walking, just swamp things. It's disgusting. I go, where do you guys live?
Yeah, that is true. And they always get like the most absurd. It's like the funniest. It's like 84 rolls of toilet paper and 19 handles of Fireball. I'm like, what? Not one trash can? What are you throwing up into toilet paper?
Yeah.
The things people get there are so wild.
You ever feel weird when you get all that toilet paper?
I feel very weird. I'm very self-conscious buying toilet paper.
I used to, and then I just lean into it. Yeah. I just put it on the ground. And go, I'm pooping a lot. Just so, I mean, let's just say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. But dude, that grocery store shit, I used to be so impressed that they knew how to put. You ever get abandoned at the grocery store and there's no bagger, and then all of a sudden you become the person who bags? You ever done that?
Wait, you
like
lost
when,
me.
At the grocery store, when the woman's ringing your shit up, the dude's ringing their shit up, whatever, and there's no bagger. So
they look at you.
They look at me like.
They look over there, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, and you go, okay, I guess I work here now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, dude. I'm putting like the milk on top of the eggs. I don't know what I'm doing.
Vanilla wafers next to the iceberg. It's you don't mix the cold with the warm and the.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I fuck it up on purpose. I'll put in the grapes first and then a gallon of milk. And they're like, you're masking. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, I also go, I don't work here, bro. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not trained.
You know what I think is funny is when, because every time a guy goes to the grocery store, it's one bag.
Right.
Females are responsible and they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They have intellectual aspects. But me, I'll get like $70 worth of groceries. And she'll be like, how many bags do you need? I'm like, you can probably just fit it in one. She looks at me. Looks at the bag and she goes, I'm gonna make this fucking idiot suffer.
Yep.
The second I grab it, one handle falls off.
False.
Then I grab it by the bottom. I'm good. I don't need you, Deborah. Yo. The look they give you when you tell them you only need one bag, they're like, oh no, I work at a grocery store full time. But no, you know you only need one bag.
Go also, don't ask me. If you know, bitch, just do it.
Do as many
I can't look at a cart of shit and say, that's definitely six bags.
Right.
But you know who can? Someone who works there.
Right.
So just do it.
It's like when somebody's like, guess how many Skittles are in this jar? 9 million. You know, because you put that many in there. But the look they give you when you tell one bag, they're like, we're going to make this motherfucker regret that 10 cents.
Dude, you ever say you don't need a bag? When you go to like Traders, you go to like Rite Aid or something, you get a bunch of stuff, you go, I don't need a bag. And then they go, okay. And then you're just fucking toothpaste is falling down.
You
look
like you just robbed the place, you're just ransacking. Oreos falling everywhere, toothpaste, dental floss. Yeah.
Dude, I had to convince this 7-Eleven worker that I didn't steal a water like a week ago.
Really? Oh, yeah, if you walked in?
Because I walked in with it and I fucked up. I didn't say, yo, I'm walking in with it. And then he was ringing me up for something, like a 5 energy or something. He goes, all right, so the water too? And I was like, no, I brought it in. He goes, sir, the water too? And I was like, nah, man. No, I brought the water. And he goes, sir, I'm the water though?
You're like, out of all the things in here, bro.
It's a dollar. It's $1. You think I'm trying to fucking get you for a dollar? I'm spending $4 on a fucking 5 energy. You think I'm getting you for a dollar? I hate that shit. Yeah. You ever been accused of stealing? I got accused of stealing a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It feels so good because I stole so much of my life.
Oh, then you feel wrong.
Ooh, it feels so good when they say it.
You're like, motherfucker, I got that. You know what? Go ahead, charge me. Charge me a dollar.
Yeah.
You look at the store, like it's fucking. Yep. What's that movie with Denzel Washington, Training Day?
Trainer, yeah.
Where
yeah.
He looks back at everybody's like, ah, you motherfuckers, huh? You're doing that. Ah, you don't think I got that dollar, do I? I got that dollar. He's like, all right. It's free. I got the dollar.
You walk out, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Yeah.
Is there a better line in a movie?
No. King Kong is like, well.
Yeah.
Huh.
King Kong definitely has some shit on him.
Right. King Kong is also like, well, shit. All right. I mean, I'm not going to. This dude's trying to square up. I'm tired. I just had a fucking bitch on the top of the fucking. Bitch on the top of a fucking Eiffel Tower. I'm good, man.
Bro, someone wrote in before. I forget, it was a while ago. I didn't ask this question. Who do you think would win in a fight, me or you?
Probably you.
But like, sure. But if we go like, if we like no rules, like just all out, no rules, fucking street fight, you can hit me with a Fanta bottle.
Probably you. Dude.
The only reason I agree with you is I got so much pent up anger, bro.
Yeah. And you would do some shit without even expecting it. You'd be like, hey, you got some cute ass toes. And I'd be like, the fuck you saying? I'd look down, then you'd uppercut me on the way down. So I think probably, yeah, man. The only way I'd be able to beat you in a fight is if you were standing in the middle of the road facing the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And I had like a Dodge truck with a Hemi in it.
Fuck. sucks,
and
dude.
And you had on Beats by Dre headphones and couldn't see me coming.
And you just ran into me?
That's the only way, though.
Why couldn't you hit me with a fucking bat? You gotta hit me with a car?
That's way cooler.
It is cooler to die.
If I had a bat, I was like, God damn, how much money did this guy own? If I hit you with a Dodge truck Hemi, they're like, yo, it must have taken some fucking steel to take that guy out.
I don't know if I said it before on this podcast. I don't give a fuck. This is the funniest thing ever. One of my fraternity brothers tried to fight some dude with a bat, and the guy took the bat. And hit him.
Told me that. There couldn't be more of a I don't have a backup plan than getting your own weapon ripped out of your hands. Like, at that point,
like, can you imagine?
Bro, the fucking tables turn so quick. You're like, hey, bro, please, I deserve a good old ass beating at this point.
Oh, dude, it's literally like going in and gonna go break up with your girl, and then she breaks up with you first, and you're like, what? Why do you get all fucking sad?
Like, I had a speech ready. I had a handwritten letter. You walk in, she's fucking a dude. Y'all want to take time to read this? I wrote it with a quill tip pen.
Dude, what would you do if you walked in and your girl was fucking some other dude? Like your girl.
I got no invite. Shit. Is it my house?
Your house. Your bed. Your sheets. Y'all live together. Would you fight the dude or just walk out?
You walk out. Because the dude, is it his fault? Yes. What are you doing? What's your first move?
My first instinct?
Yeah.
Is to stab him so many times. That's my first instinct. But I think the better move.
You also said that with fuzzy socks on. Do you imagine getting stabbed by a motherfucker with fuzzy socks on? I'd be like, just kill me. I do not want to live another day.
These socks are fire, bro.
If you get stabbed by somebody in those socks, that's.
Dude, if you're on E and you're hitting these socks.
Oh, bro.
Oof, God, you can come off that.
Oh, bro.
I'm stabbing the dude. Well, that's what I'm saying. My first reaction would be to stab him, but I think the more baller move would just be like, excuse me, and they stop, and you go, I'm really disappointed. And you fucking walk out and never talk to either of them again. Yo. Yeah. That will fuck him up for life. Instead of fighting the dude or whatever, because then it's sort of your fault, and she's like, Michael, stop!
What do you think about this? I've always thought this was badass, and I don't know if this has ever worked or if somebody just got their ass beat immediately. I think taking a picture of someone's crazy. Like, if somebody's about to fight you at a bar.
What the fuck?
No, watch this. Let's say somebody's about to beat your ass out front.
What the fuck?
Hold on, bro. Somebody's about
take
to
take a picture, you paparazzi bitch.
Man, shut up. Here's the thing. Let's say somebody's about to, like, do some crazy shit, or you walk in, you take a picture of the dude's face, and you go, all right, well, see you later. And then you walk out. The guy's like, what the fuck is he going to do with that picture? Is he in the mob? Is he going to jerk off to it?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying,
I get it.
I'm saying it's a mystery aspect.
Okay.
Like one time I remember I got in road rage and like some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then.
What is this crazy shit? What you.
I probably got
what,
cut
you,
off. With
you
my,
threw a fresh at him or something?
Well, what I did, I'll tell you, is I took a picture of their license plate for no fucking reason.
That's the whitest thing you've ever done, bro.
In my head, they're going to look back and be like, well, what's he going to do with that information? The unknown would freak somebody out.
Was it your fault with the road rage?
Probably.
Yeah.
100%.
What?
Dude. Why are you honking at me? The light's green. I'll go, you know?
Dude, when someone honks at me when the light's green and I know and it takes like 1 second for me to start going and they honk at me too early, I want to reverse the car and I want to fucking slam. Because can you imagine being that car honk once and then all of a sudden the car just
reverses? You see the two white lights pop up?
You're
like, no. I wish I just had fuck you kind of money and fuck you kind of time out of my day just to do that. Somebody honks, says, okay.
Yeah.
What? They're like, God damn it. You're like, here's $1 million. Shut up. And then you drive off.
Dude, you know, also funny, in terms of insurance, if you get hit in the back, it's their fault. So then you go, how come you hit me?
Is it really?
Yeah, you get hit in the back.
You reverse into somebody?
No, if you reverse into somebody, obviously it's your fault, but you can play it off like they hit you. You'd be like, bro, how come you hit me? Can you imagine? The cop being like, what happened? Like, dude,
what?
He hit me, bro.
Look, officer, it's in the back, obviously. What else do you think happened?
You think I'm crazy? You think I just reversed?
You think I'm out of my fucking mind? I just reversed in the car, and the lady's like, yes!
Didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's going viral on Twitter of you doing that. You just put this in reverse. You just played it in reverse, didn't you?
Dude, I don't know what it is about road rage, though, but I'm like, fuck, dude. I'll kill someone. Like, I get so angry for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm not even in a rush. Yeah. I don't even need to be at a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If someone cuts me off, I'm like, listen, if you have your fam in the car, I'll put a Molotov cocktail in the car. Just
fucking blow my fucking dick off.
What's going to blow your dick off, bro?
Probably a grenade. But you ever been at a green light? And this happens all the time in LA because there's not a lot of left-hand turn, like lanes specific right. for it. You had green light. Yeah. Person in front of you.
Okay.
Doesn't have a signal on, so you would assume that they're going straight.
Yep.
Right as it turns green, they're like, blinker. You're like, motherfucker.
Yep.
You didn't want to throw that on 30 seconds ago? What could I have done differently? Nothing. But now everybody in the right-hand lane is laughing at me like, oh, this bitch is stuck behind that bitch.
Idiot. Also, when you're making a left-hand turn and then they don't go out far enough in the intersection so you can go with them as well.
Right.
Be considerate, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Be considerate.
Or people that don't know how that works in LA, so they stay at the line.
Like,
when do I go?
Fuck, dude.
Man.
I don't know. I need to go to... Dude, I found a therapist.
Did you?
Yeah.
What,
it took so long.
Where'd you meet him?
On Tinder.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah, bro.
No. Dude, did I tell you this? It took me so long to find a therapist. It was it was the funniest goddamn thing in the world.
Oh, right. They were like rejecting you and shit?
They're like, dude, you can't reject someone.
They're like, listen to one podcast. I'm like, okay, this is a case beyond me. Motherfucker said marble floors?
Motherfucker likes to put feet in his mouth? This is above our pay grade.
You get a text right now. It's like, yo, I'm listening to this shit live. I don't know about that. So how'd you find it? How'd you know you're a match?
Dude, I mean, honestly, the first person called me back.
Right.
It was actually the second person. Did I tell you about the first person calling back? Fucking straight up lunatic?
Yeah, I think so. What happened?
Fucking here? Poodle? Did I tell you about the poodle?
They fucked the poodle?
Dog, I think so.
What?
Nah.
Huh?
Nah. This fucking person is an idiot, dude. I don't know if I told you this. The person that called me back and was like, I'd like to ask you if you're allergic to poodles.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, my God, bro. So there's one therapist.
Oh, she has a poodle.
Yeah. Dude, there's one therapist that called me back, and she was like, so, like, what are your symptoms? And I was like, I don't fucking know. What do you mean? I don't fucking know, right?
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't know this person. So all of a sudden, she just called me. The first question she asked me is, what are your symptoms? Like, why you need therapy? I don't know. It felt very personal, and I hadn't had food yet. And I was like, I don't know you. I don't want to fucking just give you all my shit.
A therapist wants to know your life? Man, fuck her, bro.
No, but you
crazy bitch. Michael, calm down. I have a poodle a motherfucking poodle. Poodles, they discomfort me. They're aggressive.
This is my point, man.
Fuck them.
I don't want you to ask me, first of all.
About your life? Fuck them.
Just but the first thing out the gate, not a hello, nothing. What's your, it felt like it felt like, okay, go. What are your problems? Go ahead. Like, it felt like she was pushing me.
Right.
Don't fucking push me. I don't know you. Don't push
anxiety
me.
Anxiety from you, bitch.
Yeah. Depression. I hate you.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and then I said some stuff, and then I go, I don't know, I'm like, I'm kind of like, I kind of have like a lot of depressive thoughts. And then she goes, kinda. You can't do that.
You told me about the kind of part. That's pretty funny. She's like, do you don't? You a bitch or what, huh?
You can't say.
Are you sad and fucked in the head or not?
You can't do that, man.
Have you ever held a butter knife in the dull of the night? And you're like, what?
You were like, was I scraping cum off the ground? Then yes, that is me.
True.
Oh, man. Whatever. I
found a new one.
Yeah. So the second one called me back, and I went to, I found one, man. She's fucking great. She's great. She's like, yeah.
So
I mean,
how does therapy work in a sense? Like, you walk in and you just talk about what's been on your mind?
It's sort of like that. It's sort of like it's sort of wherever the conversation goes. It sort of feels like this podcast. It's just whatever hits our brains and you talk about it. And then like, she might dice up your feelings. Or, because the thing is, she's not supposed to, or he, are not supposed to give like advice. That's not the thing. It's not like a life coach. It's like, there are things that you do in your life, and this may be the cause of it, and it's up to you to sort of find the journey of healing. She's sort of like a guide, as opposed to like, this is your issue.
So if you say something, you're like, man, I'm depressed as shit, X, Y, and Z. Then she'd just be like, what does she say? Like, does she offer a solution, or does she be like, well, why do you feel like that?
Yeah, she's sort of your guide to find your own solution. Is a good therapist. A bad therapist would be like, this is why you feel this way.
Right.
You know what I mean? She might hint at it. She might be like, well, maybe you feel this way because of blah, blah, blah. Have you ever thought about that? And how does that make you feel when I say that? And then she's sort of like,
how does that make you feel?
Bro, how does that make you feel? Will make me cry
that
on
puts
the spot.
In perspective, right?
Oh my God, how does that make me feel? Oh, sad, all of the time.
It's also like it's such a good, like that's a great point that they can just throw out at any given time. How does that make you feel? I guess I never really thought about how poodles of therapists feel. Maybe it's me.
That therapist told me she had a service animal. The first one that called me. Did I tell you this? I can't remember if I fucking told you.
No,
dude. At the end of the conversation. She goes, are you allergic to dogs? I said, no, I'm not. She goes, okay, well, I have a 70-pound poodle that sits in the room.
70?
70 pounds.
Oh, the dog's always sitting because it's 70
fat
pounds.
As fuck.
Dude, a fat poodle?
A fat poodle.
No.
And I go, no, I'm not allergic to dogs. She goes, okay, well, I have a service animal. And I said, hold on, I'll stop you right there. I'd rather not have a therapist that needs a service animal.
That is true.
What do you mean?
She needs therapy.
That's what I'm saying. You have a therapy dog?
Plus, now the dog knows all your secrets. That dog's going to dog park like, yo, this motherfucker Michael likes feet and shit.
Yeah, well,
dog's
everyone.
Like, yo, what?
Yeah. Just human feet or just dog feet as well?
All of them.
Yo. Just human feet, man. Fuck out of here, bro.
Are you a psycho? You fucking weirdo?
Fucking weirdo,
damn,
dude.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, but it went well, so I'm excited, man. So I'm going to work.
Once a week or every
once
other
week? Once a week, man. Work out my fucking issues. I don't have any issues, y'all. You think I have issues? You guys hit me up like, I need help?
Okay.
I don't need help. You guys hit me up so much and tell me I need therapy. It's crazy. I'm going to screenshot all these fucking things that you got. Man, Michael, I think you have anger management.
Well, I think one day, maybe if you don't have as much to talk about, reference maybe directly, indirectly, the fact that you used to ejaculate on cedar tree floors.
And maybe, I think it's funny that you say used to.
Okay. Is she available right now?
Thursday.
I was bringing up me like, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm gonna. That's a good experiment.
That's great.
I'm gonna ask her and I'm gonna bring it back and tell y'all what she said.
And tell me if you still have a therapist the week after. I'm curious to know if she's like, well, Michael, there's something wrong with your. I don't know. Because here's the thing, if a therapist is like, you're totally fine, everybody on me and the Stiff Socks fam is like, we're idiots.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But if she's like, oh, y'all need Jesus and a fucking bath towel.
Right. What if she doesn't understand and she goes, I'd like you to show me.
Then you show her.
I got to show her, right?
Yeah.
She's my therapist. We have that type of bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hide anything back.
I'm going to be honest with you guys right now. And I've been not telling y'all this because I want to essentially stick to my guns. I've been about 50% of the time I've been wiping up. 50%.
What's the deciding factor to wipe or not to wipe? Was my favorite.
How sleepy I am.
Spirit quote. Yeah.
How sleepy I am. After, dude, I don't know about you, man. After I come, I'm fucking done, dude. If I come and then someone knocks on the door and says, "Yo, there's a zombie apocalypse," I'm getting eaten by zombies.
It's not like a 12-hour work shift where you're fucking putting on roofs on houses.
Dog, then you must be different because when I come, bro, I'm almost instantly asleep. I go, I almost instantly go to sleep.
Aren't you scared you're just gonna fall into your semen?
I have. Yo, there's been
remember,
times.
$5 a month, you can get double this on Patreon.
Yo, there's been times where I forgot I step in that shit, man.
Bro.
Yo.
Is that not a... If I step on anything wet in my socks, I'm like, I need to get my life together.
Why do you have your socks on?
You don't walk around with socks sometimes?
No, I always walk around with socks. When I jerk off, I take them off.
Okay, so you'll go through the length to reach down to the floor where the hypothetical semen would That's already true. Be. You're already on the ground. You could use a sock to wipe it up. And you're just looking at it in the fucking kid's
That's
eyes.
True. That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
It's a great point.
That's a good point.
I will say 50% is growth, though.
I'll tell you how much percentage of growth that is. That's 50% growth. That's a good
That's
growth.
If you jerk off twice a day, only one time you're right. Psycho.
Who the fuck is jerking off twice a day?
Well,
I go four times. What do you average?
No,
what
dude,
do you average?
I don't. There's some dudes out there that be going after it. I don't really jerk off too much. It's tiring.
Yeah, it really fucks your day up.
Oh, bro.
That's a
it's
nighttime
a, it's a
thing.
Nighttime thing. That's right?
Yeah, because it's a. I mean, instead of a Benadryl, it's fucking.
Bro.
Yeah, get that cum out.
It's that. It's like melatonin for your dick.
It's nature's melatonin.
It is.
I'll tell you what. So
this
what
episode
you,
is brought to you by.
What are you averaging?
Shit.
Four times a week.
Three times. Four. Maybe?
Three times a week.
3 to 4, maybe. I don't know. I don't even. This is not.
And you don't
much.
Have a girlfriend. No. I average like 26 and I got a girlfriend.
Wow.
I don't average 26. I probably average, I would say like probably 5 times a week. That's not a lot. When I was a kid, bro, I'd average like 6 times a day.
Kid was different. That's so, when you're like, I could either jerk off, do my math homework, or jerk off.
Or jerk off.
I'm gonna do it in that exact order.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. I would reward myself.
Oh, bro.
I'd be like, yo, I finished 2 math problems. You know what time it is? Where's my closet? And I go right in that bitch, fucking get it out, come back in. Oh man.
I spelled my name right. Jerk off.
Dude, there was one time I jerked off with the hand soap. You ever jerk off with hand soap?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, but sometimes like as a kid, you find a bottle of lotion, you're like, this works, and it was like scented. And you're like, the eucalyptus, it burns.
I tell you what, I used to jerk off with this lotion that my mom had, and I would walk around with like the lotion still on my hands. I wouldn't like wash it off, and my mom be like, "Are you using my lotion?" I'm like, "What, bitch? You ain't you or nothing." I go, "No, I'm using your lingerie to dress up my pillow." So,
there needs to be a therapist just in this room at all given times. They don't talk, but they just give a thumbs up or a thumb down whenever you just, and then, or they just take notes. I'm like, Michael, this week on Stiff Socks, you mentioned the fact that you fucked a memory foam pillow. Yeah, this shit feels like ass.
Dude.
Low key, though.
If my, oh yeah, 100%. I don't like booty, though. I don't like, I said booty.
Booty?
I don't like booty, man. Psycho. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. One time I jerked off with hand soap. And then and I didn't take a shower afterwards, and I woke up, and like my dick looked like a snake losing its skin. My shit was all fucked up.
Wow.
You never put anything wrong on there? Like
yeah, but
like hot sauce or anything?
You didn't realize 30 seconds. Hot sauce? Yeah. What hot sauce are you using?
Sriracha.
That's got good texture.
Yeah.
I'd say that or Cholula. You're doing Tapatio. You're out of your goddamn mind. Tapatio water is fucked.
You're straight up savage if you're using Tapatio.
You didn't realize like 30 seconds in, like, oh shit, this Dove bar soap ain't a fucking pocket pussy?
No, well, I mean, it felt fine in the moment, and then I just forgot to take it off, so I slept with like Dial hand soap on my dick, and that, I don't know if y'all know, but that's not great for your skin to just sleep with soap on it, and I woke up and
it was... Did you rinse off? Nothing?
But I fell asleep, bro! I don't understand. How are you, what are you, nutting and then go building a deck? Yeah, how do you have this much energy?
What is like, is the nut to you like a fucking anthrax bullet to the neck? You're just like, and then
dude,
you're out?
I'm telling you, man, there's sometimes I like literally come out, I can't move. I'm like, I'm just like paralyzed.
What is this porn you're watching that is taking all that energy out of you? What do you watch?
What porn do I watch?
Yeah.
Like, what's my go-to?
Yeah. What's the title I might find in your history?
Emo teens.
This motherfucker right here.
What's yours? What's yours? Mom bakes brownies?
Emo MILFs, you idiot.
Is that it? You like emo too?
Sometimes it's interesting to like dabble in that world, you know?
I want my girl to dress up like a demon. I think I'm into demons.
I feel like you kind of just want her to dress up
like a pillow. What if my girl dressed up
like a giant bottle of foot cream and you're like, oh, girl.
What if my girl dressed up like the floor?
She just walks in pure laminate. But hear me out.
What's up?
The last second, she rips it off and then she's just wearing a towel. Then you finish on a towel. Now your brain is trained to finish on a towel. It's like, that's how you train a dog. like, to pee inside, you put it on a pee-pee pad. You just need a cum-cum pad. I can't believe I just said that as a word, as a sentence.
Listen.
Wow.
That's actually not a bad idea, man, for me. I actually have old pee-pee pads for my dog. I could maybe just put them down there.
Yeah.
And then cum on the pee-pee pad.
Yeah.
Dude!
And then if anybody's like, why do you have a pee-pee pad if you don't have a dog? You're like, I was house-sitting yesterday.
No, I just go, shut up.
Yeah.
When I don't want to answer questions, I go, shut up.
You want me to throw it away? And they go to tug at it and it just doesn't move. It just cements it to the floor. And then you just look at them like,
shut
that's
up.
That's all, folks. I feel like we're pretty qualified to give some advice, though.
Yeah, man, let's jump into it.
Let's jump into some sock talk, baby. Damn.
Sock talk. Oh, my God. My fucking
This should be a drinking game for this podcast. Every time you say the word semen, nut, or cum,
or floor,
take a shot. Motherfuckers be drunk by 7 minutes.
Alright. This is an interesting one. This is from Joseph RD03. What's the worst pickup line you have used that's worked?
Oh. You got one off the top of your head?
I've used, yo, did you steal my phone? And she goes, what? I go, I think you stole my phone. She's like, what? I think that's my phone. And I get real with it. Like, you stole my phone? She goes, right. It says my phone. I go, oh, okay, what's your name? And then I just go from there. Like, that's really the, yeah. That's the weird, because sometimes when I was younger, I just walk up to, and it had nothing, and just say anything.
Yeah.
Your hair's weird. What? No, but your hair is weird. It looks like a bird's nest.
But I like it.
Yeah, but I like it. What's your name?
Yeah.
Amanda? Oh, I'm Michael. Like, just weird shit.
Yeah, I think weird is kind of the way to go. Because I think pickup line, if it's too, like, set up punchline, they're like, all right, this motherfucker has never seen a titty.
Right.
I don't know if I had any like that shit.
Nothing?
Not cool ones.
Basic-ass ones. You've never been like, man, yo, titties look like two clouds. Never?
Some cloud titties would be great, though. Say that much.
Let's move on.
That's what they feel like, right?
You don't know, dude.
I ain't had sex. I'm saving it for the fucking Lord. The Lord gets to bust this mommy down.
What'd you say? The fuck? The fuck did you say? The Lord gets to bust his mommy down?
Bro.
You need some more bang, bro.
My head is in a weird space right now.
Me too.
Man.
I feel silly
as fuck. Bang's wearing off, dog.
Oh, shit.
I'm seeing shapes and shit. Maybe it's a desk. Maybe it's a rhombus. Who knows?
A rhombus? I have no idea what a rhombus is. Do you have any idea what the fuck a rhombus is? I really have no idea.
It's like a dented square.
You don't fucking know, dude.
It's a square that's got a pointy top. It's a house.
A squid, bro?
It's like a square with a roof.
A square with a roof is a rhombus. Yeah, rhombus. So a house is a rhombus.
Yeah.
God, I don't believe you, man. Next one.
Google that shit.
I would. I don't got no internet in this shitty ass studio.
Rhombus. Right,
next one. Tommy Hofer. Tommy Hofer.
Solid name.
Did Michael get cum in his mouth when he busted in his own face? No. I went clean in the hair. I literally went
over.
It went right in the hair.
Did you instinctually style the hair after? Throw a quick little finger through like it's pomade?
I wish I did, but I was dying laughing.
Yeah, it's funny.
It was the funniest fucking thing ever when I realized I came in my own hair.
What'd the girl say?
She didn't know what happened. I'm not shitting you. I laughed for 5 minutes. I was on the ground laughing, dying. Mm-hmm. And she goes, what's wrong? I couldn't. And then when I told her, she started laughing. But
damn.
Yeah. So no, Tommy, I did not get cum in my mouth. I think I would have freaked out if I came in my mouth.
Be weird.
Like, how do you go about your day after you come in your mouth? In your own mouth. You can't. That's it for your day. You gotta go to sleep. All right, thanks for the question, Tommy. This is a good one. Liz, 11985. What do you guys think about non-monogamous relationships? I'd love to hear your take on this, Trev.
Monogamous means you can fuck anybody, right? That's polyamorous.
Dog.
Monopoly
How do you,
money?
If you weren't so good at the internet, bro, you'd be a homeless man.
Wait, monogamous.
I'm not telling you. What does monogamous mean?
Mono is single.
Yes.
So single fucking.
Yes.
Monogamous.
Yep.
Exclusive.
There you go.
Yeah.
You found it out.
Why would they just not say how you feel about banging multiple people? Why you got to throw in these SAT words?
Honestly, because it's a girl.
Monogamous.
If it was one of our dude fans, it'd be like, man, you trying to fuck one lady or two?
Oh, so how do I feel about banging multiple females?
All right. Can I ask this question so your fucking brain understands?
At a seventh grade level.
All right.
But he reads at a sixth grade level.
All right.
Bro, I used to get torn up in the office. They'd be like, you're in seventh grade, but you read at a fourth grade level. And I'd be like, word. So, do I get more recess time? Yeah. How does this work?
When do I get pudding?
Do I take the helmet off now? Yes, you rode your bike here an hour ago. Word.
So, I'm late. All right.
So,
what's good?
So, okay.
All right, you ready for this?
Monogamous.
How do you feel?
Personally.
About being in a relationship that is essentially an open relationship? So you're with your girl, but your girl has license to fuck other people, and you have license to fuck other people.
I think you got to be in it. You got to be in it to win it. I don't like all this fucking sidetrack shit. Because then, let's say I'm
you
got
to be in it to win it.
Yes.
What is this, a halftime speech? All right, boys, you got to be
first
in it to
half
win it.
Second, I'll make it a fucking sports analogy right now.
Give it to
Let's
me.
Let's say I'm putting in that work first quarter, right? I'm putting in that work second quarter, too, because
okay.
I'm a two-quarter player.
Okay.
All of a sudden, third quarter, some dude packing a fucking hog wagon. You know, fucking BMW M3s as a cock.
Not a used one.
Not a used.
Nope.
He comes up, he's putting in that pipe. Now she comes back to the table, isn't as impressed. Because I'm going to say this. What if you had to eat a... What if you had to eat a pizza? Well, okay. What if...
What the fuck?
Bro, I'm all over. What if you had to eat a cheese pizza every day, but your girl is coming back eating different toppings? And you're like, why don't I get that? She's like, oh, you can.
You can, though. That's the
thing. I know,
thing.
But then you got to go out there and fucking try to find you an anchovy or a pineapple or a pepperoni.
I will say, in this analogy, it's way easier for a lady to go find an anchovy or a pineapple than for like a dude to go out and find
I'll just end up with meat lovers, meaning I'll just be fucking anything.
Dude, yeah.
I think it adds. I think in the beginning it might be cool because, like, if you have a girl hit you up, then you're like, oh, cool, I'm gonna go do that.
Right.
But I think jealousy comes in heavy when the girl starts getting that action.
Right. This is the only way that I foresee this working. You have to be so confident, not in the sex department, you have to be so confident in the actual relationship, in the emotional connection you have with your girl. And that will cement you not freaking out that she's fucking other people. Because you know it's just a physical thing. Like, because I can separate love and physical attraction. Because I know, especially for a relationship to work, it's got to be more than just physical attraction. So you can go and be physically attracted to another dude and go fuck another dude. And it might even be better
what
than...
What if they fall in love?
Then so be it. I mean...
What?
Dude, because, listen, that's why jealousy is so stupid to me. Because it's like, if... She falls in love with another dude. Wouldn't you want that to happen now, as opposed to 7 years in when you have a kid? Fine, go. If that's how you're programmed, then I want you to leave my life quickly.
No, me. I'd be like, man, I don't care. And then the other dude would be like, yo, I got dibs this Friday. But like, well, I wanted to hang out with her on Friday.
Yeah, all of a sudden he moves in with you. Oh, I don't care. He can have my bed. I'll sleep on the couch. You think I care? I don't care.
Take my parking spot. I don't give a damn.
You gotta give a fuck if you eat my waffles,
I'll
bitch.
I'll pay for the rent. He's like. Okay.
Yeah. You got a fucking phone bill? I'll pay that shit too.
I don't think it would work, personally.
Not for you?
Nah.
Not even the way I pitched to you? Not even if you could be secure emotionally and know that she's not going to leave you?
I don't think I would be secure.
But that's the problem.
I'm two in the head.
Yeah.
You know?
You are two in the head.
She comes back. She calls me the other dude's name. I'm crying.
Oh, well, if that happens, I'm moving out.
Bro, she calls me Blake, crying.
Dog.
She calls me Travis.
If she looks me in the face and calls me Thelonious.
She's also fucking a philosopher. Bro, so I'm telling you, my brain and my mouth are not friends.
Philosophical?
I throw out a word and my mouth is like, you're going to wish you never said that one.
Philosophical.
Monogamy.
Yo, you got it? If she looks you in the face and calls you.
Squid pro quo.
And calls you Sigmund?
Cinnamon? Wait.
Sigmund
Fruit?
Freud. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fruit. Bro, words in my mouth, I'm telling you, they don't like each other. They got beef.
Oh,
if my mouth was in a relationship with my brain, they'd be in a heavy divorce.
Right.
Oh, you want to see him today? Here you go. Here's a fucked up version of him.
Taking half.
Yep.
Damn, dude. All right. We got time for a couple more. Gavin Walker 999.
Oh, shit.
I fucked a chick I'm dating 10 times in one day. But she has a girlfriend. What do I do?
Wait, run that back one more time.
Hold on, Gavin Walker 999.
Gavin Walker.
I fucked a chick. I read it wrong. I'm sorry. I fucked a chick I'm not dating 10 times in one day. First of all, let's just pause it there.
Dang.
Gavin, dog, 10 times
he
in one day.
You gotta be like 19 years old.
What time did you start?
Yeah.
That's the question. Because you started like 6 in the morning.
I mean, let's say you wake up at 9, you go to bed at 12. That's
I don't know how many hours. I haven't.
That's 15 hours.
That's
average.
Did you just do that?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
9 to 9 is 12. And
right when you add. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay.
What is 9 plus 9? Dude, that's crazy.
10 times. Okay, so how many hours? You said 15?
15.
So you got to fuck 10 of those hours. So that gives you 5 hours to hydrate. And to stretch and maybe get a nap
but
in.
You could fuck 10 times, but are you getting that nut off 10 times?
That's what he says, fuck, man. If you say you fuck, you nutted.
What?
You're not out here just putting it in a couple
batting
times
practice.
And counting that time. What are you talking about?
Because, okay.
Ben, If you're telling me right now that you've batted practice before, what?
I'm saying if there's no pitcher, but it's a, it doesn't count, but it counts.
So you're telling me you're going in these ladies' houses or she's coming in your house and you're putting it in a couple times and going to sleep?
I'm saying, let's say you already got the nut off the first round. Not that I've had sex, right?
Yeah.
You got off the first round. I'm lightheaded as fuck right now. Bang got me on one. You get the first nut off, and then you're like, oh, let's go round two. But then you just keep going, and your dick's like, fam, we all out. We on empty, bro.
Oh, so you're saying you come and, you're still pumping?
Yeah.
Well, that does that still counts. That still counts as the first one.
Even that if you take time off?
Oh, hold on.
Let's say you go round one.
Yes, you come.
Get the nut off.
Okay.
It's glorious.
Yeah.
People
you
are cheering.
Spray her down.
The squirrels are watching from outside.
Yo, the giraffes are going, hootie fucking hoo.
What noise do giraffes make?
That.
Oh. So.
They cool. Go, hootie fucking hoo.
So they sound like an ad lib on a fucking Outkast song. All right. So let's say you get that first nut off, right? And then 20 minutes goes by and you're like, you're trying to go for round two. And then nothing comes out. Do you count that round two?
How close? Yeah, I guess so. I guess I would.
Yeah.
So okay,
that was
you.
My shitty analogy to batting practice.
Okay.
You were on the mound with the pitcher. Then afterwards, right. I'm going to go hit some more.
Let me ask you this, though. He's going. He's fucking 10 times, right?
I don't think you're getting 10 nut-offs.
I don't think you're getting 10 nut-offs, but what do,
maybe
you,
seven.
What do you eat to try to make nut? Is there a food that you eat that can produce more nuts so you can get some sperm out of there? Is it like you eat Pop-Tarts or something? Skittles?
Pop-Tarts ain't doing that for sure.
Almond milk? Maybe you chug some almond
nut
milk.
Give the nut.
Okay.
Get a nut to give a nut.
You gotta drink the nut to give a nut.
Yeah.
I don't know.
10 is aggressive.
10.
I don't.
Gavin.
You might want to hit up Guinness Book of World Records because 10, what's the most you've gone in a day?
34.
Okay.
No, probably 7. I'd say 6 or 7. Okay, I'm sorry. Are we talking about how many times I nutted or how many times like I fucked a girl in a sitting or like a day? Because he said he fucked one girl 10 times. That's, I've never even got close to that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Four maybe? At like the most? Yeah. Then you get bored and you look at her, you go, you have the same vagina that you did four days ago. You know, I would
miss
it. You
know what the only difference is?
What?
There's shadows outside now.
Yeah.
It's 4 p.m.
It's 4 fucking p.m. And I would be like, yo, you got a Mrs. Potato Head vagina? Because I'd like to take that shit off and replace it with another one. So maybe you have a different one so then I can fuck again.
You know who else would be into that shit? Ted Bundy. Do you say you wanted to replace a girl's vagina? My man. Mrs. Potato Head Vagina?
That's the name of this episode.
How do you...
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend listen to this podcast?
I hope not.
She walks in. She just goes... Potato Head, huh? I just think it's so funny. God damn it. I was kidding.
Holy.
We got to put a disclaimer in this podcast. Like, none of this is serious. Brought to you by Kellogg's. And then we just.
Oh, my God. We haven't even answered Gavin's question.
What was the question?
Who cares?
Gavin's flexing at that point.
He
question
is.
Could be like, am I going to graduate college? I don't give a fuck about that. You said you got 12, 10, 10,
10
in
times
10?
In one day. But. She has a girlfriend.
Wait. She or he?
She. I fucked a chick I'm not dating 10 times in one day. But she has a girlfriend. What should I do?
What?
Bring the girlfriend in the equation.
Yeah, bro. That's...
Then you can fuck 12 times.
Bro, what?
She's obviously not a straight up lesbian. She obviously enjoys dude because she fucked you 10 fucking times.
She's like 8 times in, like, I still don't know you. Next to her on the house.
Okay.
Right, let's do some advice.
All right.
Skedat.
I hate skedat so much,
skedat.
Man. Skedat.
I'm going to skedaddle.
Let's get out.
That's what white dads say before they leave the family for 10 years. Well, kids, I got a skedaddle. I got a job in Seattle. Did I rhyme that on purpose?
Oh, shit.
Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
That's always so funny to me when rappers just rap words that just don't rhyme, but they make them rhyme. I love that. It makes me so happy.
That was great.
Yeah. It makes me so fucking happy. Okay. All right. Next section. You guys know
that's
it. You guys love it.
Outside, the feds being like, shut it down.
Dude, is that the helicopter that picked you up, dude?
Probably.
Oh, shit. Natty Light's coming to get you. That would be fucking crazy. Yo, what if you entered one of these podcasts? What if you entered the first Patreon podcast in a helicopter? We should do that.
Who knows?
Only $5 a month.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Little secret socks. Okay. All right. This person I can't say, obviously. Jacked off in a van with 6 people in it, one right next to me. They had no clue.
Gang.
Dude, that's kind of fucking...
That's stealth
I mode. Love that shit. I absolutely love that shit. Was it just a fucking Astro van? You're sitting next to your cousin.
You're next to the baseball team or some shit.
Yeah. And you're...
Wow.
Are you getting excited that no one... Is it exciting that you're just jerking off in front of people?
Yeah.
Or is it like, I need to get... Because, dude, that's like a need. You're next to your homies and you go, yo, I got a need to get this poison out.
That's adventurous.
I can't jerk off just to people. Like,
Oh, that's where you draw the line? No, it is interesting, though.
Because...
We talked about this before, though. Like, my friend fucked his girl on the way to a river trip. Full family in the car. They're in the third row of a fucking Sienna.
But at least he's not next to anybody. He's talking about he's jerking off to Kevin and Brad next to him.
Damn.
Are they asleep?
Maybe the homie's next and we're also jerking off.
That's cool. And then you go, yo, two, three, and they all come in once and they catch air in the van. Like Inception.
Oh, yeah. And they're in space, so it just stays in the air.
And the water.
Trying to bat it out of the air like it's a dragonfly.
And the water in Inception is just all their cum.
Yep.
All right.
And for $5 a month, ladies and gentlemen, listen, October 11th
is October 11th.
We launched this bit. So get in now, dude. Got like, what, a couple hundred people in
there? We got a couple hundred people, man. It's just, we're already 5% past our goal. So
You think I'm reckless now? You think Michael's reckless now?
No.
Bro.
We got stories you've been saving.
Bruh.
And again, his parents listen to this shit. They will not allow us to listen to Patreon. So there is shit that he does not say because his parents listen, but they don't listen to Patreon.
And the second episode on Patreon, we have lined up an interview. Michael's actually bringing in a 1x1 square foot of his floor to interview to see what the harsh things it has gone through. So I'm excited to hear the victim side of the story. The floor's like, I'm all about it, bro. The
floor's disgusting. I fucking love it.
Got all southern.
All right, man.
I love that shit.
Yo, that shit feels so good when it's on top, man. I love moisture.
Yo, come see me on tour. Worcester, October 9th through like the 12th or some shit. It's on trevorwallacecomedy.com.
Yo,
then I'm going to be in Phoenix in November and then Boston in December. Bruh.
Hey, yo, I got some dates. Yo, October 11th and 12th, I'll be at the DC. No, I'm sorry. October 18th and 19th, I'll be at the DC Improv. And October 25th and 26th, I'll be in San Diego. Headlining a bunch of shows. Come out. I love y'all. Guys, subscribe to Patreon right now before you can't. Also, go on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. It really helps us out. We love y'all. Goodbye.
Philosopher.
Hootie fucking who?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.